You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Danny Pejar, best-selling author, cybersecurity expert, and president of Cyber Insurance Education. He is here today to talk to us about cybersecurity and business. Mr. Pejar, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for joining us. Much appreciated. So for starters, what are some simple tips a business can use to better protect themselves from cyber threats?
You know, Eric, that is such a great question. Having a good understanding of how to protect yourself from cyber threats is now more important than ever. I could quote you all kinds of stats about cyber breaches all day long from numerous sources, but I don't have to do that. All I have to do is point you to the news. It seems like every time we turn on the TV or read an article, we are hearing about some sort of cyber breach or hack. So to your question, how does a business protect itself? Well, I'm going to go over for your show today, I'm going to go over three simple suggestions that any business can do regardless of their understanding of cybersecurity. The first is understand security awareness. Important for you to understand it, important for your employees to understand it. There are numerous stats that point to the fact that the greatest cyber threat your business faces is human error. There's no sense in having the best firewall or other security technology in place if your employees will just let the bad guys in. So imagine, if you will, you want to protect your home and you have the strongest door and an incredibly strong lock protecting that home. That door and lock is going to do you very little good if the person on the inside keeps letting the bad guys in. So security awareness is a must. Second, don't assume that you're not a target. I can't tell you how many times I hear organizations say, well, who'd want to hack me? There's nothing fancy about me. I'm not that big. The hackers don't care how big you are or whether you're fancy or not. They only care whether you have something worth stealing. And unless your business has gone bankrupt, I promise you, you have something worth stealing to a hacker. Hackers don't look for the biggest target. They look for the quickest target. So if you are not taking your cybersecurity seriously, your threat level is immediately increased. And lastly, if you haven't already done it, contact the insurance organization that is insuring your business already and talk to them about investing in some sort of cyber insurance.
And speaking of cyber insurance, what exactly is cyber insurance? Break that down for us.
Excellent question. And really simply, we all get insurance to insure the things that matter most to us: our homes, our cars, our health, our businesses. Cyber insurance is exactly that, but specifically meant to insure the threats brought on by the digital age.
Also, if you can take that a little further, why should a business consider cyber insurance?
You know what? Absolutely. I'll actually answer that with a story from my experience as a cybersecurity expert. So I got into the security industry in 2001, and for years I worked with organizations to secure their businesses. Companies would spend millions of dollars with me to protect themselves with a wide range of cybersecurity solutions. And after everything was all set up, we'd part ways with the understanding that the client knew, despite all the security they just purchased from me, they're probably still going to get hacked. There's a saying in the security industry that it is not a question of if, but it's a question of when you will get hacked, even with good cybersecurity in place, even with good cybersecurity awareness in place. Everyone that has ever sold cybersecurity or purchased security knows this and accepts this fact. So my question is, if we know this, if we know our businesses will get hacked, and there is a way to insure us from this happening, why wouldn't we get cyber insurance? It is an absolute must for any business.
And certainly does make a lot of sense. Today we are joined by Mr. Danny Pehar, the best-selling author, cybersecurity expert, and president of Cyber Insurance Education, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. After conducting business online for nearly 20 years, one thing is certain, your online appearance is important. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs, startups, and businesses from accountants, attorneys, personal trainers, and authors outsource or crowdsource custom graphic logo and web design from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has over 550,000 designers ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Entrepreneur Podcast Network VIP offer when you start your next project. Head to designcrowd.com/network for a special $100 VIP offer for our listeners, or simply enter the discount code NETWORK when posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, continuing on, Mr. Pehar, why do you think more companies don't have cyber insurance?
You know, I've been thinking about that, and I've been analyzing that question for a while, and there are those that would argue that cyber insurance is still relatively new. It's a new concept, and a lot of people simply don't know it exists. But from what I've seen, and from the numerous organizations that I've spoke to, the biggest reason more companies don't have it just yet is that insurance professionals aren't comfortable talking about cyber insurance yet. And so they simply don't bring it up. The cyber world is so different than what they're used to. They feel awkward having the conversation with their clients. So when they're in front of their clients, they don't bring up the topic of cyber insurance. Now, insurance professionals are provided with cyber insurance training that is happening. But most of the time, the training, although thorough, is more of a commercial as to why they should sell the insurance from the insurance carrier that is actually providing the training, instead of being real education on how to properly have the discussion with the client. Which is a shame, because when cyber insurance is not brought up, not only are insurance professionals missing out on protecting their clients from incredible threats, but they are missing out on a wonderful opportunity for an additional revenue stream. According to numerous sources, the cyber insurance industry is set to make billions in the next few years. And so cyber insurance is a topic that all insurance professionals should be familiar with for their benefit and the benefit of their clients.
Interesting. And what exactly does your company Cyber Insurance Education do?
Well, you know what? I think I'll answer that by first touching on what we don't do or what we're not. Cyber Insurance Education is not an insurance carrier. We do not provide insurance. We are not trying to get anyone to buy or sell our cyber insurance. Our mandate is to provide the best training possible to insurance professionals so they learn how to properly and successfully have the conversation with their clients regarding cyber insurance. Insurance professionals, for the most part, already know why they should be selling cyber insurance. We teach them how to do it comfortably, and of course, how to do it successfully.
Danny, certainly do appreciate your joining us and bringing our attention to cybersecurity, period. In conclusion, in short, what are your final recommendations to organizations regarding cyber insurance?
Now, I appreciate you asking me that. In short, what I would have to say is whatever business you are in, big or small, do yourself and your organization a favor and contact your business insurance provider and ask them about cyber insurance. And if you are an insurance professional, do yourself a favor and go to cyberinsuranceeducation.com, hit the enroll now button, and take my course and learn how to properly protect your clients and earn an additional revenue stream.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Danny, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks again for joining us and bringing our attention and focus to cybersecurity and keeping us secure, not only on the personal front, but on in our business endeavors. Thanks again. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Danny Pehar, best-selling author, cybersecurity expert, and president of Cyber Insurance Education. And for more information, simply visit cyberinsuranceeducation.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.